get ready for an hour of fishing, hunting, and outdoor events from all over the great state of Alabama. It's time for Alabama's Great Days Outdoors. Join Alan White, founder of Great Days Outdoors magazine, along with co-host John Felsher and special guests as they bring you the latest weekly updates from the woods and the water. Alabama's Great Days Outdoors is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Conservation and Great Days Outdoors magazine. Now, here are Alan White and John Felsher.
And welcome into another show. I'm Alan White along with John Felsher. Today we've got a great show lined up. We've got Mr. Chris Blankenship, who is the new acting director or acting commissioner of our state Game and Fish Department. And we'll ask him some questions about what direction he sees the department going in, and also ask him about the new proposal for an extended snapper season headed up by Senator Shelby. We'll ask him what's going on with that and maybe get some new details about that. But first of all, we're going to have our regular fishing reports and your weekend forecast. John, it's a beautiful day today. We've had so much rain, it's hard to believe the sunshine.
Yeah, what's that big fireball in the sky? I don't remember seeing anything like that in a while.
I'll tell you what, I hope it continues for a while, and maybe the rivers. I tell you, from all reports, all of the rivers are pretty muddy and messed up. So I don't know what we're going to end up with for a weekend forecast, but hopefully we'll get some folks.
Instead of five rivers in the Delta, I think we have one right now.
Hey, I know. All right. I'm not sure who we got, but I think it's Don Green. How you doing, Don?
Just fine. How you guys doing today?
Man, we're good. Doing good. Well, the water's all messed up, man. What can we do this weekend?
Well, I tell you, it's one of them weekends that it's going to be hard fishing regardless of what you want to do, to be honest with you. You get on down on the lower end. The way to fish this type of setup this weekend is going to be try to fish around low tide on the lower end of the Delta. And you go anywhere, when I say the lower end, I mean anywhere from the, say, from the interstate south in the lakes, and especially on the south end in the marshes. That's the places you'll do better. And the best way to do that is to fish around low tide, because you won't have all that flood water in there.
Mm-hmm. It'll push some of that water out of there with that low tide.
That's exactly right.
That grass down there should filter some of the water out. It might be a little bit cleaner around some of that grass, huh?
Well, see, that's the good thing about this time of the year. The grass is grown enough, and it's got into the, you know, when the water gets into these areas, within 2 or 3 days, it'll just sift that mud out of the water. And it clears up quick. Now, as far as that goes, most of your lower end, from all the way from the lakes in the Middle Delta down south, the upper end of them will stay clear, because you're not going to have enough water to come over the north end of them. And with the setup we got, you can still catch fish on the south end, and just about anything you want to fish for, you can catch on the lower half of the Delta.
So are you talking bass in the grass, or brim, or crappie? What are you talking about?
Okay, now when you want to get down to specifics, fish your brim and your crappie. You can fish them on the high tide. It doesn't matter, but you got to be on up into the creeks. Okay, those bass will move off of the bank a little ways when it's high water, but when that water starts moving out before it gets low, and just as it goes back in, those bass will feed not as good as they would normally, but they will feed fairly well. And, you know, last week we had a lot of good catches out there in the southern part of the Delta when that water was up the last time. And it's going to be the same scenario this time. It's just one of those situations where you go out there, and if you're going to fish for crappie, use live minnows and fish around structure. It doesn't have to be treetops. Anything that they can stick their nose up on, they're going to be around it. Brim will be in the eddy water, like in the edges of a curve in the back end where the water's not running. That'll be the kind of place you want to fish for them. And remember this, wigglers are going to be the thing in this kind of water. The the crickets will catch a few fish, but not near as much as a wiggler will on bottom. Now, your bass in the clear water right now, if I were headed out there right now, I would use a worm, maybe a buzz bait late, but mainly plastics fishing slow in and around the grass.
Mm-hmm. Think so, right close to cover, huh?
Right.
So if we want to fish the low tide at the southern part of our delta, point of information here is high tide occurs around 1 o'clock on Saturday, so the tide's going to be going out all afternoon. I would plan for an afternoon trip both Saturday and Sunday.
Exactly. That'll be the time to go, and the later in the day it gets, the better it'll get.
Well, good deal. I like it in the afternoon, so I don't have to get up early, and it's a little bit cooler later on in the afternoon.
I can see that little cool spell we had didn't quite get as cool as I wanted it to, but it sure did feel good this morning.
I tell you, I'm thinking McVeigh, Bayou Sarah, Baymanette Creek, some of the southern creeks may be a good bet.
Right, your cold creeks, it's not going to be. In fact, it really has to get high to hurt these creeks that much. Baymanette Basin's one of my favorite creeks to fish when the water's a little high. Mm-hmm. And Bayou Sarah and Chickasaw, same way. I just love to go over there because I love that creek.
I tell you, I wish we had a better launching facility at Baymanette Creek. That's the thing that keeps me out of there more than anything else is the launching facility.
That's right. If we, you got to put in at Scott's and run all the way up the ditch, all the way into the back end. And if you don't know how to get through there, you can tear your boat motor up trying to come across that.
I know. There's one part of it that's a very narrow ditch, and you can look at a little pipe sticking up. I know exactly what you're talking about. If you don't, if you don't stay in that ditch, and you have to plane off to get through there, really.
I guarantee you. So when I come in, I come by the island and hold the north side and stay a good, say 50 yards, 45 yards off of the bank, and run up the edge of it. And first slough, just go into that slough behind that point and run around and keep holding to the right, but stay in that channel, and you'll run right on up into the creek.
Yeah, and you can you can always just launch at Busby's, but be ready to wade out in the water and have a four-wheel drive vehicle.
I guarantee you, I don't know why in the world somebody don't get that place and fix it up like it should be, because that'd be a gold mine for somebody.
It sure would. It's a beautiful location.
It sure is.
Well, Don, you have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, let's check out Mike Thompson and his report for your weekend around the Causeway, Upper Mobile Bay area. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, man, we're glad you're on today because I'm curious. I went fishing with a friend of mine down in Fairhope Saturday morning last weekend, or it was Friday morning. I don't remember. Anyway, we caught a few redfish, some sheep's head, and speckled trout, but we did not catch any flounder, and that's really what we were after.
Yeah, flounder's hard to come by. You know, you have people gigging a handful, and when I say handful, 3 to 5, that's calling a big night, which, used to be, if I didn't get 12 or 15, that was not worth going, but we just have to take what the good Lord gives us right now.
That's right.
Giving us a lot of white trout, that's one good thing. Some of those reefs off of Fairhope are producing some really nice white trout, and they'll hit cut bait, they'll hit dead bait, and of course, they'll hit those live shrimp too. A few small specks mixed in with them, and reds have been the most reliable fish up and down the eastern shore. Over on the west side of the bay, some of the reefs on that side, like the Austell Bender, are starting to produce fish, and, I should have known, but they went out and replenished a lot of these man-made reefs, over the wintertime, and there's a lot of new limestone boulders and what have you around these reefs, and you can go to the Alabama Department of Conservation website, and they have an inshore reef map, and you click on the site, and they actually have like kind of a sonar-style picture of what the bottom looks like, where the boulders are. It's really, really helpful. I'm not that great on working the computer on things like that, but it was really cool to see where they piled up the rock so you know where to fish when you get out there.
Yeah, that is helpful. So
they're still catching white trout in Theodore Canal. They're still catching a lot of redfish. Now, what they had been doing good on, again, is mangroves, except for they're catching a lot of keepers now. In the past, they were catching the under 12-inchers, but they're catching a lot of keepers, and they're catching those on minnows, and they're also catching them on live shrimp. And speaking of shrimp, the eating shrimp is available now. You get a hold of your favorite shrimper. I bought some beautiful shrimp over the weekend from the Hill family down at Dog River. They were 10, 15-count shrimp. It's pretty anything you ever seen for only $5 a pound.
That's pretty good.
How's the live bait situation? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, they're still getting the live bait. That's, you know, the guys that, you know, concentrate on the live bait, they kind of stay away from the eating shrimp. They kind of have to make a decision one way or another. You know, you're either going to go for the good size, fishing size shrimp, and when you pull for the live bait, you can't pull your net too long because it'll kill the shrimp in the net. You know, and of course, somebody fishing for meat shrimp, they don't care dead or alive. They're going to put them on ice as soon as they get them in. But the live bait people, they've got to be gentle with their shrimp, and they make short drags, and it doesn't match up with selling, you know, shrimp to the public, eating shrimp, that is.
Well, there's a lot of kids out of school now for the summer, and a good summertime activity is get some chicken necks and some string and go out to a nice place and catch some crabs. What do you think?
Oh, man, you got it. One of our loyal listeners, Lee Bento, he and his lady went out, and they caught 60 last Saturday, and they took advantage of that overcast day with a misting rain. He said, you know, hardly anybody on the water, and he said that it was strange. He said they would catch 10 or 12 here, and they'd move, and they'd catch 10 or 12 there. And he said it wasn't like you could sit there and just lean on them, but if you moved around, you would get a little flurry of them. And they did outstanding on the crabs.
That's
and
a lot of fun.
Then on top of that, they went out Sunday and caught some blackfish for the first time this year.
Good news. Good to hear that. Mike, I appreciate the report,
all right,
buddy.
All right, guys.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more fishing forecast for you right after this.
You're listening to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors Radio Show.
Buy at Brooks.com. Brooks Chevrolet in Thomasville. Save 17% below MSRP on select Chevrolet Silverado LT, Traverse LT, and Equinox. Not one, but 22 of these select vehicles while supplies last. 17% below MSRP. Here's a new 2017 Chevy Silverado LT Crew Cab. Buy it for $36,213 plus tax, title, and fees. Find new roads. Visit our virtual showroom 24/7. Bring home a new Silverado at Brooks Chevrolet on Highway 43 North in Thomasville. And remember, when you buy at Brooks.com.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure, whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains. You'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds all recreational anglers who land red snapper in Alabama, regardless of catch location, that they must report through the Snapper Check program before fish are brought on shore. Anglers can report their state and federal season harvests online, by smartphone app, or on paper forms at select public boat ramps. The toll-free number available to report landed fish last year will not be available this year. For more information about Snapper Check, please visit OutdoorAlabama.com.
Great Days Outdoors magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles, from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors with Alan White and John Felsher, brought to you by Great Days Outdoors Magazine. Once again, here are John and Alan.
And welcome back to the show, and thank you for listening today. John, it's about that time to think about alligator season.
That's right. Alligator season is coming up starting in August in four different zones, and people can apply for their tags now through 8 a.m. on July 11th. They're going to give out 260 tags in four different hunting zones, so people need to go online to register for a tag. They go to www.outdooralabama.com/registration. Dash instructions on how to apply, and then they could also look up on the alligator seasons, which will start in some areas on August 13th, and it'll go in through October 2nd in the Lake Eufaula zone. So each of the four zones have different seasons. So check it out online and get your alligator tag.
And good luck to you if you get one. Keep us posted on what you guys catch this season, and we'll report it right here. Right now, we're going to talk to Bobby Abriscato about the inshore side of things off the Alabama coast. How you doing, Bob?
Good afternoon, Big Al. Johnny, how are you guys?
Doing good. How you doing?
Well, man, not bad. Considering we left this morning in October fall weather and came in mid-June, slick, beautiful weather. It wasn't all bad, man.
But that's all climate change. It just keeps changing every day.
So. Yeah, it really, well, yeah, and don't even take a whole day. It takes about 6 hours, man. Unbelievable.
That's the Alabama coast, that's for sure. The Alabama coast is constantly changing.
Yeah, but it's been good. This week was a little bit of a struggle with the, we had that nasty weather through the early part of the week, but I tell you, it made up for it today. And, of course, we're going into some really good weather this weekend. If you got up early and saw this morning, we had that big full moon like last night. And so we're on this magic full moon period. You know, the May moon is the really good moon, but I tell you what, this one ain't not bad either. It's right there with it. You know, we got going to be a lot of spawning activity, big groups of fish, male and female trout, kind of mixed together. So, you know, we did all shallow water stuff. The water levels were real high, and so I got up, and the fish from the last time I'd caught them had pushed way, way up on some shallow stuff. So we had these, I guess because we had these 3 or 4 days of this south wind, it's just got a lot of water in here. And some of the places where I had been catching them, I started with, and, I mean, literally didn't catch anything. And I said, well, these fish got a little further up. And, man, I'm telling you, you got some places to where, you know, if you threw a shrimp in, you better hide behind the console because there was a fish coming in the boat, you know.
Yeah. The official full moon happened Friday the 9th. So 3 days before, 3 days after full moon, if you know how to fish that time of, you know, month, man, it can be great.
That's the magic. You're exactly right, man. I'll tell you, there's a lot of good things that happen with that. And then you couple that with some good weather, which I guess we're supposed to have pretty good weather all the way through the weekend.
Well, it's about time.
What's that?
It's about time, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you got that right after this past week. But, you know, I was talking about fishing shallow stuff. You know, we got in, we just had a group trip. And, you know, I just now got in. But some of the guys, I think, did some of the deep water, you know, rig and wreck fishing. And caught fish doing that. So it's, you know, that's the other thing about June is, you know, there's just so many different things you can do if you like to catch fish. We had one of the guys got a real nice blackfish. I mean, you can catch trout deep, you can catch trout shallow, get up in the marsh and catch reds, you know, and you still got the state snapper season today. Like right now, it's mirror slick calm. You could shoot out there to in the state waters and catch snapper. And that's the neat thing about this month, man. You know, and typically, you know, as opposed to what we had this past week, but typically by now the weather starts to get stable, so you can kind of make some plans to go fishing and go with your plan.
How's the water in the bay? Did it get all muddy?
It did because of the wind, but I didn't go out in the bay. I went down towards down in the sound, and the water down there is immaculate. It's just absolutely beautiful. If you got up near some of the creek mouths, which I did, there was some tannicky water coming out, but it still had plenty of salinity. It didn't affect the bite. But the guys had to have had clear water out in the bay because they caught fish deep, and you got to have clear water to do that. So I'm assuming it's cleared up. You know, we get a nice tide change, and it clears it right up. But as far as, like, the shallow stuff on the north side, man, that water's just beautiful.
Are you on a live bait bite?
We did today. We caught just about everything on live bait today, but one of the guys was fishing a voodoo under a cork and did, you know, at one point was really keeping up with the live bait. It's just I had so much bait on the boat, I told him, man, you might as well use that bait because I'm going to be throwing it out after this, you know. And so he switched over to live bait. But you could have fished voodoos today, I think, especially once we found the fish. We got started late. I had the guy who organized the thing on my boat, and so we were obviously the last ones to leave, so I didn't really get out early enough to do a good topwater deal. But, you know, there was surface activity in a couple of the places, but, you know, some of the places I started, you know, is where I'd been catching fish. They weren't there, you know, so I'm not even sure we'd have done any better with top water. But prior to this, I was doing really well on top water first thing in the morning if I got out early enough.
Get any reds?
Didn't catch any today. We're, the last hour of the trip, because they had a little red competition going on, and we, you know, just wanted to see if we could get one. I spent about the last hour trying to catch one, and those big trout just kept getting in the way of the shrimp and just wouldn't let the redfish get to them, so I had to settle for that.
It's a shame you got to struggle like that and fight off the trout, the big trout. Man, my heart bleeds for you.
I know it, man. Well, I'm glad somebody got a little sympathy for me, old buddy.
Hey, Bobby, man, thanks for the report. Have a great weekend out there, man.
All right, you guys too, man. Y'all have a good weekend. Thanks for having me.
All right.
All right, folks, let's take a trip up to Lake Martin, see what's happening up there with our good buddy, Mr. Michael Walker. Captain Walker runs Got You Hooked Guide Service, and you can get in touch with them, find out more at lakemartinstripers.com. Captain, how's the water conditions up there?
It's been pretty good. We've had a good amount of rain lately. We've got certain sections of the lake that pretty murky, and others that have just cloudy water, and then at the lower end we've got some clear water.
And how is that affecting the striper bite?
It's not really affecting it that much. Most of our stripe are mid-lake and already to the lower end, so this is kind of leading into our peak time of year for stripe on Lake Martin.
Okay.
Now, are you fishing them deep or shallow?
Right now, they're starting off in the mornings around 40 feet and then kind of work to 50 or deeper throughout the day.
Mainly live bait?
We do live bait and night trips right now, but we will transfer into trolling over the next couple of weeks. Just will give us the opportunity to put a lot of fish in the boat.
What kind of lures do you use when you're trolling like that?
We use everything from swim baits to bucktail jigs. Mm-hmm. Spoons, flutter spoons, just a variety, everything, jerk baits, just a lot of lures, see what's hot for the day.
You have to keep those lures deep, right?
Yeah, I mean, wherever you're seeing your fish, you're generally going to want to keep it a couple feet ahead of them. You can also pick up on your graft at times. They'll react to your downrigger balls. You'll see the fish drop or move up, and it kind of will give you a tell sign if those balls are scaring the fish and you might need to raise them a little, mm-hmm. or if you need whatever you need to do for the day.
Interesting.
Now, when you're fishing at night, do you use the same techniques or do they come up more shallow?
We're doing live bait fishing, probably fishing off the we'll drop underwater green lights that we hook to our boat. I've got some that have 100-foot cables, so we might fish a hump at 50 feet. Or a hump at 40 feet, depending on the night or how I see the fish set up through the day. And we shallow at night, probably about 35, 40 feet. So.
Other than stripers, there's plenty of other opportunities at Lake Martin. What about the bass, crappie, catfish? What's going on with those?
Bass bites, it's decent this time of year. You're going to do better targeting spotted bass. It's going to be a deeper kind of shelf game, deep water humps. And points throughout the lake. The crappie bite, on the other hand, throughout the summer stays strong. With the deep water and a lot of straight shelf drop-offs, when right now they're in 20 feet, and as the water gets hotter, they'll drop to those 40-foot water depths and sit right off those shelf lines, and the bite stays steady throughout the summer.
On the crappie at night, do y'all still target under the bridges, or what do y'all do?
I mean, we're still going to target the same areas throughout the day. We might we'll drop lights on certain areas to help pull in more fish to those areas.
Yeah, those lights work great.
They do.
Well, Captain Walker, I appreciate you being on today. You guys can get in touch with him at 205-362-8322 if you want to book a trip. Thanks a lot. Let's take a look at Miller's Ferry with our good buddy Joe Dunn. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
Well, I talked to you yesterday, and, man, things are looking bad up there as far as water clarity right now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we got that river's coming back up again after all the rain, and this weekend is going to be pretty rough. Man, it's going to be a lot of – still going to be high, a lot of trash in it. The main thing, you know, if you're going to come up this weekend, get out on the flats, Still, the catfish bite ought to still be good. The crappie bite's going to be good. Though, but you're going to have to front hunt some clear water, like, you know, head up river, say, to Foster Creek, Medale Slough, places like that up in Alligator. And you may find some, you'll catch some of the crappie out there trolling around the mouths out in the front part. But other than that, it's just pretty rough right now. And we, you know, it's been unusually still cool for this time of year. So things, we're not in a typical pattern what we should be. Should have low water, hot weather. And because I was looking back at some pictures last year, some of the fish we caught during this time. And I mean, we was catching some real good crappie, but, you know, we had low water and, you know, hot weather too, hotter temperatures, and had everything out around the edges of the creek channels when we was trolling then. And those creeks that I usually troll this time of year, they're going to be just pouring mud right now. You know, I love to go up in Pine Barren this time of year, but it's going to be a mess right now. So, you know, it's just going to be different, that's for sure.
I imagine dead-end sloughs like Buzzard's Roost are full of trash right now.
Well, it just depends. You can get up in there, and if it's, you know, I don't think it got high enough to break over the back of it or nothing like that and come through the woods yet. So you may be able to find some clear water in the back there. It's just going to be a little bit harder with it being higher. You can't see the stumps and the stuff like what we like to fish this time of year. And the fish are not going to be right up on the banks. And obviously right now they've pulled out from that spawning pattern, but they're out there somewhere. So, you know, you may can just troll through there, stuff like that. But anywhere you can find some clear water, that's where I would go and do the trolling for the crappie right now.
Well, sound like catfish might be the best option right now. They don't care about that muddy water. In fact, I think they might even feed a little bit better in that muddy water.
Yeah, and they were still with the cool temperatures. They're still, I'm sure, going to be more, probably be more productive up on the flats. You wouldn't have to chase your jugs down in that swift water and stuff like that. But, yeah, you know, I'd go up and up in the flats, up in G's Bend, River Bluff. You go, if you're down river, go to Shell Creek in the flats back in there. Or even if you go on up, you could go in places like Buzzard Roost and Pine Barren and throw some jugs out. Yeah, probably do real good.
If somebody just wanted to fish rod and reel for cats, what kind of advice can you give them?
I would get on the edge. I'd get on the river and I would hunt, you know, some of those eddy type areas and get me some cut shad, or if you can get a hold of some skipjack, and you know, tight line in those areas like that right now.
That big flat that's real close to where the ferry itself crosses the river, it should be a good place for catfish.
Oh, yeah, that main channel coming up in there,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right out in the edge of the river, right there where that channel turns in, coming up into the ferry, up to the G's Bend side.
We had some really good luck last year there, so maybe it's the right time. Joe, I appreciate the report, buddy.
All right, thank y'all.
All right, y'all go visit Joe at Dunn Sports in Thomasville, Alabama. We appreciate all of our weekend forecasters out there. They work hard to get us accurate reports. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Mr. Chris Blankenship right after this.
Great Days Outdoors magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure. Whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains, you'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds all recreational anglers who land red snapper in Alabama, regardless of catch location, that they must report through the Snapper Check program before fish are brought on shore. Anglers can report their state and federal season harvests online, by smartphone app, or on paper forms at select public boat ramps. The toll-free number available to report landed fish last year will not be available this year. For more information about Snapper Check, please visit OutdoorAlabama.com.
If you own a business in South Alabama and want to reach the outdoors market with advertising on Alabama's Great Days Outdoors radio show, call 800-597-6828. Our show reaches all over South Alabama, and your message will reach your targeted market. Radio ads can be combined with ads in Great Days Outdoors magazine and reach an even larger audience. Call 800-597-6828 to get all the details. That's 800-597-6828, or visit greatdaysoutdoors.com today.
Hi, this is Lee Likoski.
And this is Tiffany Likoski, and you're listening to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Alan White, along with John Felcher, and the brand new appointed acting commissioner of our Alabama Department of Game and Fish Conservation Department is Chris Blankenship. We're just happy as heck to have him with us today. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you're a busy man. I know we talked in the past few days, and you're in and out of meetings all the time. First of all, tell us what's changed in your life as far as being the acting commissioner now. I know it's a lot different than where you came from down here on the coast.
Well, it is. I came to Montgomery a couple of months ago to be the deputy commissioner of conservation.
Right.
And all that has been going real well. And Commissioner Guy no longer is the Commissioner of Conservation, and I really appreciate working with him and all the good things he did. And so I'm trying to step into the role now as the Acting Commissioner of Conservation and keep everything going in the department and keep us moving forward.
Seems like every time we talk to you, you get a promotion. Or when are you going to be the governor?
That's what my son asked me, the same thing. I said, I think this is about as far as I'm ever going to go, son. But I'm very happy to be in the Department of Conservation. We got a great staff, great people, and I've worked for the department for 23 years, and truly relish the opportunity to be the acting commissioner and work with these people every day to do some good things for our state.
Well, we want to congratulate you. We're happy that you're in that position. We've known you for years and always had great relationship and very professional. And so what is your, I guess, vision for the department while your tenure is up?
Well, like I say, we really have a great staff and have a lot of good things that are going already. You know, I don't want to mess any of that up that we already have going such a good direction. But I am looking forward to enhancing people's opportunity to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Mm-hmm. More opportunities to hunt, better places to fish. Hopefully, trying to do a lot of good things with the red snapper fishery, and then continue to provide opportunities through our state parks and where people can just really enjoy the outdoors. We have, have such a great state, such a great opportunity for outdoor recreation here, and I just want to give our citizens a chance to be able to enjoy all of it they can.
Just a few updates on some hot topics of late. First of all, talk about the baiting bill that was going through the legislature and all of that. Is that pretty much dead now?
Well, the legislative session is over for the year, so that bill is dead. It was a bill that would have allowed baiting of deer and other wildlife.
Right.
And it did not pass the
we
session.
Get a, so, you can imagine we get a lot of questions at the magazine about that. People want to know. They've heard this rumor or that rumor, but for all practical purposes, as far as everybody knows, this bill is dead.
Oh, it's definitely dead since the session has ended for the year.
Okay.
And so I don't know what will come up in the next legislative session, but it's definitely dead for this year.
Well, speaking of dead snapper season just passed, this is something a little bit more you're familiar with, being your former job as the Marine Director. I believe there's some kind of federal bill wandering through. Senator Shelby's involved and some other folks about giving the states more say over snapper management. Do you know anything about what's going on with that?
There's a lot of bills that are going on, but before we talk about legislation for future years, you know, we have been working very diligently with the Trump administration since they came in office, particularly with the Department of Commerce since Secretary Ross has been appointed, to take a look at the red snapper fishery and how it's being managed here in the Gulf, and to kind of take a fresh look at how the data is being collected and how the seasons are set. And we've had a very good response from them. We've had some great conversations. We've been working with them over the last couple of weeks. And we're very close, I think, to having some type of an agreement that would extend the snapper season for 2017 and give us some additional days this year.
We hope to
be able to work that out by sometime next week. But what's being proposed currently would be weekends where we would start fishing on Saturdays and Sundays, plus the 3rd of July and 4th of July and Labor Day. So the weekend season would extend from June the 17th all the way through through Labor Day, fishing on weekends.
Just weekends.
That'd be an additional 27 days.
Doesn't Florida do something similar to that already? In state waters?
In state waters, but this would be in federal waters.
Okay.
And this is where, you know, most of our people in Alabama want to fish is out in federal waters. That's where our reef zones are located.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of our artificial reefs are located. So this is a big step for the Department of Commerce to work with the states and see if we can find some type of an agreement on this.
The private recreational fishermen, as far as red snapper season in federal waters, got kind of left out of the loop this year. And this proposal, and with the help of Senator Shelby and through the Department of Commerce, if it goes through, could help that situation tremendously.
It really would, you know, and that's what we've been looking for, is kind of a reset on the way that NOAA has managed the recreational red snapper fishery.
Right.
Congressman Burns had did a very good job of getting a coalition of other Gulf Coast representatives from Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, together to meet with the Secretary of Commerce and his staff to talk about this issue. And so since then, the five states have been negotiating with NOAA to try and come up with something that would be feasible for this year, give us some more days, but that would also, reset the paradigm on how we manage red snapper.
Right. Bradley Byrne. I'm sorry, I said Shelby, but Bradley Byrne is one of the main instigators of this plan.
Right, and he has. Governor Ivey also sent a letter to President Trump asking for more red snapper days. She sent that letter last week. Congressman Byrne has asked for the same thing. Senator Strange has been working on our behalf, too, as well as Senator Shelby. So it's been a very concerted effort to try and get something done. And most importantly, I do appreciate the Trump administration and the Department of Commerce with their willingness to listen. That has been something that we've looked forward to, for the opportunity for some fresh eyes to look at this in the federal government, and I think that we're really having some good success.
Well, something that has been done and you guys are involved in is Free Fishing Day, which is Saturday, June 10th. You do not need a fishing license to fish in Alabama. This is part of National Fishing and Boating Week. So, thanks for doing something like that. Tell us a little bit more about where people can go, maybe do some fishing. I know you guys got a lot of park ponds and public fishing lakes that people could take advantage of. And maybe there's somebody out there that kind of thinking about fishing but doesn't really want to buy a license, want to try it out first. This is the day to do it.
It is. It's a good opportunity for somebody that hadn't fished in a while or that, you know, wants to get outside and take some family members, you know, take a friend fishing that maybe – you've been wanting to take somebody, but they didn't want to buy a license. It'd be a good opportunity to take them and let them see how much fun it is. So that includes saltwater and freshwater. You don't have to have a fishing license on Saturday, June 10th. And if you fish like the state lakes or like the Gulf State Park Pier or something like that, you don't have to have a fishing license, but there may be an admission fee that you have to pay to utilize those facilities, and that would still be required, but no fishing license.
Most importantly, I want to stress to all my fishermen friends who have boats and have access to the water and already have a license, please, on June 10th, this is your opportunity to invite somebody new and let them try out fishing and tell them, hey, on June 10th, you don't even have to buy a license. Come go with me and try this out.
That's right. And I hope people will, because like I said at the beginning of this talk, you know, we have a beautiful state. We have great fisheries here, both freshwater and saltwater. And we want people to enjoy that. And that's why we manage them the way we do, so that people can have access to them. And, you know, that really just improves our quality of life here in Alabama.
And the more
we want everybody that they can to get out and take advantage of that.
The more fishermen we have actively involved in the sport, the more we can recruit those new people into the sport, the more power we have, both in the government and everywhere else. So we need to protect our right to fish, and the only way to do that is to recruit as many people into the sport as we can.
That's right. We got a lot of good youth coming up, and it's good to get them to put those iPads and phones down every once in a while and pick their heads up and look out there to see what a beautiful state they live in.
Who knows? Some of these kids may discover there's a world outside of the electronic devices.
That's right.
There's a lot of these public lakes. You guys have done a great job on some of these public lakes. They're all over the state. I don't remember the exact number, but there's 20-something counties, I think, have these public lakes. And you guys stock them with catfish and bass and brim and things like that, and people can just go and catch some fish.
That's right. And that's one of the things I am looking forward to now that I'm in Montgomery and working in the commissioner's office. There's a lot of places that are part of the Department of Conservation I haven't had the opportunity to visit, and some of the state lakes is one of those. I'd love to be able to go to some of these rural counties that have these state lakes and just see how important those are to the community as far as giving people the opportunity to fish and see what we do as a department. So
I think
that's one thing I've talked with Chuck Sykes, the Wildlife Freshwater Fisheries Director, and Greg Lyons, State Parks Director, about taking some time and having them or their staff show me some of our facilities around the state so mm-hmm. I can get out and talk to some of the fine people of our state and hear their issues and see what we can do better as a department to make their outdoor experience better.
Chris, I appreciate you being on, and one thing we know for sure, you've already got a great staff behind you, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with some information for you about a big upcoming tournament that you'll want to hear
at Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
Buy at Brooks.com. For a limited time only, Brooks Chevrolet is offering 0% financing for 72 months on brand new Chevrolet Tahoe, Suburban, Equinox, and now the Traverse with seating for 8. Go online now and buy at Brooks.com. Visit our virtual showroom, open 24/7. Buy at Brooks.com and drive home your new Chevrolet with 0% APR for 72 months. Limited offer. Then come visit us at Brooks Chevrolet on Highway 43 North in Thomasville. And remember, when you buy at Brooks.com.
The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds all recreational anglers who land red snapper in Alabama, regardless of catch location, that they must report through the Snapper Check program before fish are brought on shore. Anglers can report their state and federal season harvests online, by smartphone app, or on paper forms at select public boat ramps. The toll-free number available to report landed fish last year will not be available this year. For more information about Snapper Check, please visit OutdoorAlabama.com. This is Alabama's Great Days Outdoors, brought to you by Great Days Outdoors Magazine. Here are your hosts, Alan White and John Felsher.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening today. Big tournament's coming up. You know, the Mardi Gras group, Mystic Stripers, one of the big Mardi Gras groups that originated Mardi Gras right here in Mobile, Alabama. They have an annual fishing tournament, and our mysterious Mystic Buddy is with us right now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. How are you?
We're doing good. Tell us what's happening and when it's going to go down.
Well, on June the 17th, our rodeo is this year at Dauphin Island. As usual, it's always the Saturday before Father's Day, so the entry to the tournament would make a great Father's Day gift. We have 15 categories this year. It's Bonita Bluefish, Croaker, Flounder, Black Drum, Jack Crevalle, King Mackerel, Ling, Sheephead, Slotted Redfish, Spanish Mackerel, Speckled Trout, white trout, triple tail, and red snapper. And the judges said they will be listening to the accents of those red snapper to make sure where they were caught.
Yeah, those really, really deep southern snapper definitely have a different accent.
That's true. Or at least I've heard that. We have a king mackerel jackpot this year, which is the ticket is $25 per boat. All fishermen have to have a regular rodeo ticket, which is $25. And the new speckled trout jackpot is $75 a boat. And that is a three-fish creel. All anglers must have a rodeo ticket, and the boats have to have a ticket, which is $75. Mm-hmm. We will pay first, second, and third place for the speckled trout jackpot.
Now, where can people buy the tickets?
You can get the tickets at the usual outlets, Dolphin Island Marina, Deer River Bait Shop, Finn's Bar on Dolphin Island, Greer's Food Tiger at Fowl River, Jemison's, Ship and Shore, Southern Bama, Tackle This, Shoot That. Also online at brownpaperticket.com. Or for more information, they can see the website, mssrodeo.com, or also the Facebook page at MSS Fishing Rodeo.
Are you going to be posting the leaderboard on your Facebook page?
Oh, man, you're way over my head.
Well, maybe you got one of those mystic stripers to do that for you. That's pretty fun to watch the leaderboard live, you know.
I bet one of the young guys can do that.
Yeah, my granddaughter could probably do it for you, but I have no idea.
What kind of prizes are you guys going to be giving away?
Well, we're going to have gift cards from Bass Pro and various other prizes. We've got Butch Burgers from Butch Cassidy's.
Hmm. And watch out now. John will be there. If you got food, John will be there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, food and fish, you're talking my language.
We are going to have door prizes as usual this year, and the chairman of that committee told me that we already have thousands of dollars worth of door prizes.
Good. What are some of the big ticket items?
Each person that has a ticket to the rodeo is eligible for those door prizes. But you must be in attendance to win the door prizes.
How many people usually participate in your rodeo each year?
Around 600. It varies from year to year.
That's a pretty good size organization, pretty good size tournament.
Yes, it is.
And how long you guys have been doing it?
This will be our 15th year.
Well,
and right. Only 1 year we had to relocate, and that was because of the oil spill in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time, and I hope you got plenty of hamburgers because you've already let the cat out of the bag, and John will be there, so you need to order a couple of hundred extras for that. And that's going to be taking place. What date is it again, just in case somebody's tuning in late?
Saturday, June 17th.
June 17th.
You must purchase your ticket by midnight on Friday.
Okay, there's plenty of time to purchase a ticket. Make plans, guys, for June 17th that at Dolphin Island. And get in on this Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo. Sounds like good prizes, good time, all around a good event. I appreciate you being on, buddy.
Once again, thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome, buddy. Anytime.
Good luck to you.
And once again, our time has run out. Thank you so much for listening today to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors. Y'all have a great weekend.